The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Monday. It is August 17th. This summer is definitely flying by, as I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your guest host today. As always, we are live and local this morning here at the WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And today we're going to be talking about Berkshire Horseworks over in Richmond. And we have in studio the executive director, Haley Sumner. So we're going to get into the weather first. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about all things Berkshire Horseworks. They have a big gala coming up in about a month. So we want to make sure that people are aware of that and as a way that they can support this wonderful program. And we'll learn all about the programming that happens there. First, we'll check on the weather and we'll be right back.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. A slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Patchy fog. Humid with lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable wind, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, there it is. And I always get a little nervous when the narration of what the weather is outlasts the jingle. There's a lot to pay attention to. So good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing really well this morning.
Yeah. So those of you just joining us, we are going to be talking about Berkshire Horseworks this morning on the Morning Drive. We have in studio Haley Sumner, who is the executive director and founder of Berkshire Horseworks. And so, Haley, you've got lots to talk about. As I said, you know, today's date is August 17th. 1 month from now, and one month and one day is your big gala, September 18th. So I know we're gonna want to talk about that, but let's talk a little bit about Horseworks itself and what is Horseworks.
Yeah, so we founded Berkshire Horseworks first in 2013 as a for-profit entity to do corporate team building for local businesses and organizations in the Berkshires, and I soon found out that the Berkshires wasn't ready for that. It's a little bit amorphous in its concept, but very, very effective. And we'll get into that later. But we realized that there were such mental health needs here. So we pivoted a little bit in 2014, and we became a 501c3. And we do equine-assisted psychotherapy. We do life skill development. We do horse-powered reading programs. Everything that is really horse-centric, and it's done on the ground. And that is through an EGALA certification, which I could talk about in a little bit.
Okay. What is EGALA? You want to talk about it now?
Yeah. It's a long acronym. So it's EAGALA. So it's Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. It's an international organization that certifies people in providing a certain type of equine therapy. So it's in 50 countries now. There's 5,000 practitioners, and I brought it to the Berkshires now about 15 years ago. And it's basically predicated on CBT. It's strength-based, solution-focused.
CBT?
Oh, cognitive behavioral therapy, sorry.
No, thank you.
mental healthing it for a moment. So it's always provided by a team of a licensed mental health professional and an equine specialist that are certified in the model. Mm-hmm. It is 100% on the ground. So predicated on CBT, strength, solution focus, facilitated by a team. It's experiential, and it uses ground-based activities with horses to help someone get to their personal development or treatment goal.
When you say ground-based, you're saying versus up in the saddle.
Up in the saddle, yes.
On the horse, right?
Yes,
so
you're correct.
This is not a riding program.
No, and that's an interesting clarification, because most people think, when they think equine therapy, they think therapeutic riding. And that is a different certification. That is a PATH certification. So EGALA is always on the ground, PATH's on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
We basically believe that if you are with the horse and their natural intuitive nature on the ground, they're not acting as they would if you were in saddle, right? Which is, you're on the horse, you're giving right rein, left rein. So here it's a more organic connection that really brings out people's strength. So we don't give information about the horse's name, their age, because it's really metaphorical learning in each one of the sessions that we do.
Mm-hmm. And I know from what I know about your programming, part of that is you say that the horses have no prejudice on folks, right? They have no judgment. So when you say what you just said about how the humans also don't know any of the background on the horses, it's these two beings coming together with no
very
no
organic
prejudice and no preconceived notions, even for the horse.
No, that's
right?
True. So. And we do have a lot of clients, and including ourselves, that come in and with a lot of stuff. So. One of the ways that we measure the treatment over the months and weeks and months of people coming in is sort of a proprietary method by EGALA, which is called SPUD. So we're looking for shifts and patterns and uniqueness and discrepancies.
SPUD.
The SPUD. So the discrepancy is the person. So if you have a child that comes in and goes, I'm petrified of horses, and the next thing they're all over them and they're touching them, pulling their tail, that's like, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
If they always use bribery, right? And then all of a sudden they switch to kindness and touch. So we're tracking that in our notes, our progress notes over the weeks. And the apostrophe S stands for what our practitioners walk into the arena with.
Mm-hmm.
So SPUD's apostrophe S is, wow, I had a really bad day, so you better tell your partner to keep an eye that we're keeping ourselves in check so that we're not influencing the process.
Mm-hmm. And how many horses do you have in your herd?
A lot.
Yeah.
And right now a lot with lots of diseases. We have 11 in the herd. We have 6 big ones and 5 littles.
Mm-hmm.
But we use rescued horses in the practice, and we try to have the herd reflect the clientele. But we have horses with cancer that constantly are needing surgeries. We just had a little pony. Her name is Nellie, and she's 33. She's had 25 babies. She was found in a backyard of a woman who went into assisted living with another little pony. And we had to make the decision at like very late at night to put her through surgery because she was colicking. It was either put her down. And it was a $16,000 surgery, but she's a leader in the herd. The clients love her. She's very valuable, and she's the mom to one of the others. And I will say that even though we haven't raised all the money that happens to be on GoFundMe right now or on our Facebook fundraiser, but she came out of the surgery, and she is incredibly healthy and was part of our Ranch Life program all summer.
Mm-hmm. And who is that? What's her name?
Her name is Nellie.
Nellie?
Yes, and she will be at our gala, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about the gala. It's coming up on September 18th, right? And it's going to be at the Berkshire Equestrian Center in Richmond. So you are also located, you are also in Richmond.
Yes.
But further down the road, right? You're off of 295.
We actually bought the property after being... So to back up a bit, we had started the nonprofit up at the Berkshire Equestrian Center when Carl Dunham, he still is the owner. He's since passed, but his wife owns it. And he was kind enough, after researching the EGALA model, to let us start the nonprofit there. So for our first 3 years, when we were working with Hillcrest, we were working with Berkshire County House of Corrections and doing some corporate team building in there. With organizations like Mass Mutual Insurance came, Comcast came. And it was great to have this big indoor arena as well as the other paddocks where we could work. So we started there, and I kind of felt like I wanted to come home for this gala since it's so important and to honor Carl a little bit because he had passed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And It's just a beautiful facility.
Mm-hmm. And that's right on
41, coming 41, down below Hancock Shaker Village.
Okay, and that's where it's going to be.
Yes.
All right. So what's you've got a theme to this gala?
We do.
Yeah.
We always have something. So it's the year of the horse. It happens to actually be the year of the fire horse, but it's all about...
When you say the Chinese New Year.
The Chinese year of the horse. And it's all about bravery, facing your fears, transformation, resiliency. So we are embodying that with the kids that will come participate, with the equines that will be there, the entire theme that our committee has put together. So we'll have a band outside. There'll be heavy hors d'oeuvres and food outside. There will be ways you can bid on auction items. There's going to be a giant horse. Here's a reveal. A giant horse where you can actually buy pieces of this horse. And this horse is going to travel throughout the Berkshires for the next 6 months. It's like a fundraising brick like you would have in a dog park. So it's a piece of a puzzle and you pick your word. Are you a transformation, a resiliency, a bravery? And so we'll have that horse there that's being created by some of our teammates, Amelia Chandler and Carrie Wright. And then once the cocktails and all of that are done outside, and you'll be able to see the kids interacting, all the horses will be outside. You'll come into the arena, and there'll be a paddle raise, and there'll be a couple trips auctioned off. But the real key is that you will see these children, mostly children, but some other clients, and their bravery really coming out and embodying this year of the horse theme. And it's hosted by Smitty Pignatelli. The former. And it's honoring Liana Toscanini, the former head of MPC.
Sure.
So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Liana, I mean, she just retired this year from the, she was also the founder of the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires. So we wish her well in her retirement, and that's nice that you're honoring her this event.
She is one of the reasons we were able to navigate for 13 years what we've been doing. You know, she was an incredible resource to everyone here.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, that's what she developed. She created that nonprofit center, and that's what it's there for, to assist the nonprofits that are here in Berkshire County. And there's lots of them.
You think?
Yeah.
Really fun when it comes to funding.
I know. There's a lot of, there's a lot of need here in Berkshire County. So, again, that's why one of the things you're doing to try to answer that need for you and your horses and your programming is to have this gala. So it's really important that people come.
Yes, it is really important that people come. It's a lot of fun, but you also hear some stories of the people that have really transformed and become very productive members in their family and gone back to school and coming out of homeschooling. And the reality is that horses are, they really do facilitate change, and that organic partnership is really beautiful. And in the gala, I mean, this gala, we didn't hold one last year. We haven't had one in 2 years. But that gala raised 1/3 of our operating budget. So it is so critical that people come. There's all different price levels to come. And even if you just want to come to the cocktail party, buy a ticket for that. And there's different levels. You can also sponsor kids to be there. It's just a wonderful, really warm feeling. And after coming out of all the big summer hoo-ha galas, this is like coming home, and I think everyone will really enjoy it.
Yeah, it is. It is an after summer event.
Yes.
And I'm sure probably a great opportunity for people to really learn more about Horseworks, more than what we're going to learn today.
Yeah.
But it's a real chance to get to know, to meet you and to see the horses and see some of the people who have actually been, whose lives have been changed by these experiences.
Yes. And I think we'll, we might, if we structure it correctly and the rain gods stay, you know, on our side, we'll actually be able to let some of the people experience some of the gala activities outside. And that is our hope and our goal. So you might be painting a horse, or you might be blindfolded navigating whatever your obstacles might be of the day. So we'll see, and it might be led by some of the kids.
So it's an opportunity there to experience for yourself mm-hmm. some of the programming that happens and some of the things that people go mm-hmm. through therapeutically.
Yes, and then you get to take pictures with your rescued horses. Uh-huh. and that's really, you know, I have to tell you that a lot of times when you talk about the funding, people will fund a program and they don't really necessarily understand the amount of overhead that you have in an organization like this. So each horse costs between $5,000 and $8,000 a year. Mm. Multiply that by 11, and there are medical issues, as I was saying. You know, some with cancer, some with colic, some with, you know, compressed discs. So all of that is, and I would hope that some more organizations take a look at that as far as funding and have more unrestricted funds in the opportunities that they provide in funding.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Berkshire Horseworks, and we have in studio the executive director and founder of Berkshire Horseworks, Haley Sumner. So we're focusing some attention on an upcoming gala that's coming in September 18th. And just we want to talk all about the programming that gala funding will support. First of all, Haley, what is your email address or website address? Mm. How can people look into the programming? How can they look to get tickets?
Yeah, other than knocking on the window when we have a tag sale. So you can visit BerkshireHorseworks.com, and all of the information to buy tickets, to donate an auction item, or if you just like to support in some way or volunteer, just visit BerkshireHorseworks.com. You can also call my cell phone, 310-488-9777, or our office, 413-698-3700. And soon you'll be able to look at all of the information from the gala. We'll be hanging throughout the various coffee shops now that my flyers are ready. Mm-hmm. And I think it's if you have any questions, just call. You can email, you know, info@BerkshireHorseworks.com. But everything's right there on the website, and we're all very accessible because we're very excited to do this year.
And you also, tell me about the summer camp that you offer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now...
Don't use that C word with me.
Oh, okay. Not camp.
It's a summer program.
Program, okay. And then you also, you're extending that actually through the autumn, is that right?
Yes. Well, okay. We have this program called Ranch Life 101 that we started multiple years ago. And it started as a one-day program for kids to use the interaction with horses to help develop life skills.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's empathy and taking care of the horses, or we're doing team building with the horses, or connection or coping skills, really through the metaphor of looking at the horses, they learn how to build relationships with each other and read nonverbal communication. And so what we're doing this year is Ranch Life 101 went for 6 weeks instead of the one day, and we extended the program from going from 9 to 1 to 9 till 3:30 to help parents be able to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year, we had Ranch Life 101 as part of the summer, as part of the vacation time. So we did a whole week-long vacation, and we were training mentors and training for Ranch Life 101 who are aging out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also extending it to after-school programming. So we'll have one day that's for young kids, probably the 4 to 7, 8-year-olds, and then the rest 8 to 12. And it'll be continuing that life skill development. It'll probably run for 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And again, that if somebody's interested in enrolling in that program, they
yeah.
just go to the website.
Yeah, I would email info@BerkshireHorseworks.com. Or, you know, if you're just interested in hearing more about it, we have a lot of parents that will talk to you about it. There will be a number of parents that will be at the gala on September 18th that can talk about it. And you'll see some of our graduates. And we're very excited because this past year, finally, with the leadership development, it's giving us an opportunity to take those young teens and to help support them with those life skills as they mm-hmm. go back into school and the world.
Yeah. And I know that your programming, you also, you mentioned early on that when you started the nonprofit, you did a lot of work with the Berkshire County House of Correction. So there are a lot of different programs you have through EGALA or some other programs that deal with people being able to, all ages, right? So this is for adults, not just kids. You mentioned the kids program, but there, this is, you have programming there for adults in all ages and different circumstances, like maybe some people who are incarcerated and getting back into the community. Adults who are struggling with mental health and PTSD and veterans and things like that, right? Can you expound a little bit on some of the other things you offer?
Yeah, so we started with a very broad range of doing equine-assisted activities in the AGALA model for first responders and veterans. We do people with mental health and behavioral challenges that range from being on the spectrum, you know, ASD through PTSD to eating disorders, anger management, addiction. And there are different EGALA programs for each one of them. We also do things like couples situations. If there is an intimacy problem, if there is a change in leadership in corporations, this EGALA model is really transferable across all platforms. So we might work with teenage girls and sister sense and empowerment in the issues they're dealing as they're about to, you know, go off to college. And then the next minute you might have the first responders coming in who have just come off of something like fighting fires out in California, or, and you know, it's quite frightening, right? As you know, we work with an organization that came out with, you have first responders who weren't sleeping, and that was the main focus through an amazing organization. So I think that looking at the EGALA model, it is so highly effective across so many platforms, and that's why you can work with kids with it, and then you can go into a corporation like Comcast or Mountain One, excuse me, there, hello. sorry, it's the morning. But Mountain One was one of the first organizations here in the Berkshires that did equine-assisted team building. And they were very forward-thinking. And I think Jonathan Denmark and his team got a lot out of that. And Berkshire Bank came and did the same. We've done a number of groups of Berkshire Health Systems, the harm reduction team, or, you know, the residents. And it's really important as we look to changes and what's going on in the world and how we adapt and work through changes in leadership or just the intra-office dynamics.
Yeah, and I've had the, you know, the chance to see some of that corporate team building sessions that you've had, and it is, it's really interesting to see, you know, these groups of 20, 30, 40 people working on, you know, problem solving basically together. And with the horses and trying to do the, that task of getting the horse to cooperate, right, and just come to them and move naturally with them without any kind of force, right? Or that's the whole point, is to kind of bond with that horse and have that horse be comfortable with you and be willing to just travel with you and move about with you, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of it. And I think the other part is that there are other props and things that are around the arena during that time. And some people might see them, some people might not see them. Who's looking with soft eyes? Who are the leaders in here? Because the horses are running free next to you. How are you going to, let's say we say, create a safe space for everyone in your office to work in. And then we'd like you to invite some of those investors into your safe space and tell them about your business. And people will look at you like you're on some other planet. But the reality is that we're specifically using clean language and leaving it open to see how they draw on their strengths to be able to problem solve what they're facing. So whether it's going over a raging river where you have to figure out how to get to the other side and bring all the horses with you and bring your strengths and your resources, or it's something as simple as create that safe space and invite them in. Who they invite, why they're picking them, tells a lot about what's going on in that individual's like choices and, and how they perceive people, right? So I think if you look at observations and perceptions and you start at that place, then you send them in the field as a beginning as a beginning activity to just observe them and then come back and give us, you know, two observations. It never fails that they come back, oh, that's the mean one, he has no friends, he's in the corner, this one's hungry. So every time, like, is that an observation or a perception? And so they're like, I guess it's a perception. So then why are we ascribing our meanings? If we're saying, what's an observation? He has two black feet. He's got four ears, whatever it may be. That was, I hope he hasn't had 4 years. But, but you know, if you don't bring it down to the cleanest language and observe instead of ascribe meaning and make it subjective, then when you're in the office place or in the community, and let's say you once got screamed at by someone in a green shirt, and the next time you see a green shirt, you're going to get anxious, you're dropping into your body, and you're assuming that that's going to happen, and therefore it influences your activities and interactions in the future.
Mm-hmm. So, and these exercises are all meant to sort of deal with that.
Address it. Yeah. And every, like when companies come in, even we had Peckham Industries that bought all the gravel beds. Mm-hmm. So they had a change in leadership. They had someone coming from another country, walking into an organization that had had someone leading them for the last 100 years in a particular modality, like in a particular way. And this was a little rebel coming in, mm-hmm. and they were very split on accepting or not. So these activities were built to really show what happens when you don't, you know, when you, it's like competing agendas and you're not, you're in a silo, mm-hmm. versus being able to cooperatively work together. So we generally will break it down and see what that chaos looks like. And then we process after every activity. And it's really fascinating. And even Deval Patrick, when he came here and was after his governorship, and he was starting that division of Bain Capital, mm-hmm. He came with his team because they were all over the world, and he brought them to start that. It's a wonderful way for like camps to come and bring their you know, their counselors to get to know each other before they start their summer. Mm. So with Deval Patrick, it was all of his executives that were coming in who, what does a client look like to you? What are your challenges? And so it was really fascinating. It was done right at the Berkshire Equestrian Center back then.
Oh, nice. And then, so we talked a little bit about your herd, me. Right? And you said you had some littles. That yeah. includes the donkeys?
Yes, we have two miniature donkeys, yeah. Rodeo and Bolt. And Rodeo is actually the official donkey for the movie theater in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember when they changed their seats. And can I say the A word? But it was like,
you're talking about.
Yeah, it was
in the donkey version.
Well, yes, a donkey is an ass. So they changed their seats and they said, come put your big asses in our big ass seats. Mm-hmm. And so they called me and said, do you have a donkey? And I'm like, no, can you get one? So we got two donkeys, and Rodeo was at, you know, Third Thursday, that point when they were showing the movie theater. And I think it was Walk a Mile in Her Shoes from Elizabeth Freeman Center was going on at the same time. And Thomas the Tank Engine was going on. And Little Rodeo had his banner sitting in these big seats. So we have Rodeo and Bolt are our two miniature donkeys. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nellie and Wildflower and Star.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I can't look at the donkeys without hearing Eddie Murphy's voice.
Yeah, but one of ours doesn't even speak. One, it's funny. I should put a track next time.
Yeah, yeah. I just that's just my thing. Every time I look at them, I think of Eddie Murphy as in the Shrek movies. Before we take a break here, I just want to touch base real quick on some of the details again about the gala.
Yes.
Tell us again the date and time and location.
Yeah,
and
so we're having our gala. This is our 13th year. So we're having our gala September 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Berkshire Equestrian Center in Richmond. It's entitled The Year of the Horse, A Time of Transformation. Some of our clients will be there. It will be hosted, emceed by Smitty Pignatelli, honoring Liana Toscanini of the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, formerly. And it's going to be a great night. We have tickets are on sale if you want to purchase tickets. Donate an auction item, visit BerkshireHorseWorks.com, call email info at BerkshireHorseWorks, or you can call 413-698-3700, but it is September 18th, and we would love to have you there.
All right, so we're going to come back in a few minutes. We're just going to take a quick break here. It is the top of the hour. We're going to pause for station identity and thank some of our underwriters. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Berkshire Horseworks with its founder and executive director, Haley Sumner. So come on back for the second half hour if you can. Thanks.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986, PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. And today we are talking about Berkshire Horseworks. Over there in Richmond, and the program that goes on, as well as the gala that they have coming up next month. And to talk about that, we have in studio the founder and executive director, Haley Sumner. Before we get back on that conversation, let's check back in with the weather and see what's in store for the next day or so.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. A slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Patchy fog. Humid with lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable wind, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. So we are here today talking with Haley Sumner of Berkshire Horseworks. Hello, Haley. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn on your mic.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good morning, Brian.
You sound much louder now. Thanks for being here. And I know you've got a lot to talk about. One of the things, you know, obviously we want to talk about your gala that's come up in a month. It's going to come up quick. What are other things that people can do to support Berkshire Horseworks and the program, including volunteers?
Yeah. Well, you can start right there.
Okay.
Volunteering. We have a lot of volunteers that do not have horse experience. And, mm-hmm. and I think that is something that I would really love to put out there, is that we have marketing, we need administrative, we need reaching out to, you know, for community partnership. So it's not just being in the paddocks with the horses, although we need horse care and we need people that do help exercise the horses, and we all shovel manure every day. There's a lot.
And you have training on that, right?
Yes, I do.
Not just the shoveling. That's easy training, but the other things you would...
And we train how to scoop poop.
Uh-huh.
But there's, you know, with 11 horses, there's a lot of manure.
Uh-huh.
And we have two properties now. So that is challenging always in coordinating feeding on both sides and medications.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are open to volunteers and would love... love to integrate people. We also need a couple more board members, and I think that's really important. That one challenge that we have, because I did not grow up here, although I've lived here for 15 years and my father's been up here for 40 and I went to camp up here, it's difficult finding business people that to join our board that mm-hmm. really know the community and can help guide us in what the needs are so that we can develop programming around those particular needs.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's come sort of out of an outgrowth of all of this as we were talking to people and interviewing them for the board was the number of people that, you know, we have a ton of elders in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the specific percentage, but they're not receiving the sort of support that they need. So this is a reveal, We are launching our first ever equine program for elders with dementia and other cognitive situations.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Berkshire Life Foundation. They have funded it so that we can, I think it's about 100 elders that we can, we'll do 4-week programs and we'll start to gather evidence-based statistics
mm-hmm.
so that we can see which way is it better to integrate people who don't know each other, who come to repeat each week, or is it better to have that same group come and what do they form? And we'll work on like tactile things as well as, you know, self-care in addition to building friendships, relationships, working on speech. And that really came out of looking at what's happening in the community. And also my father just got diagnosed with dementia. Mm-hmm. And I see that if he sits on the couch and is not stimulated, that he has a much harder day.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be the support for our seniors in the community. So we'll be reaching out to the organizations like Elder Care, the Berkshires, et cetera.
So your personal experience is also maybe a driver on this and an inspiration to reach out
yes.
to that part of the community, right?
Yes, yeah. yes. And you just see walking around, whether you're in South County, North County, it doesn't matter. There's just so many people in that population, and you can be helpful. Like, you can stimulate their cognitive development
mm-hmm.
if you engage them. So I've gone around to Wingate and Kimball Farms and Elder Services, as I said, and then seen my father every day when he sits there versus when I take him to Chesterwood,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we're very, very lucky to have received that grant. But it's our first time going in that direction. We work a lot with kids. We work with inmates and first responders and couples and corporations. So, mm-hmm. That's what this, you know, this gala will help fund a lot of the programs that we need to get off the ground.
Yeah. And when you mentioned the volunteers before, and you said that, you know, all those other tasks that can be addressed. So it's not necessarily somebody who has horse experience. They don't have to be an equestrian or a rider because there are other needs. So you don't want anybody to think, I've never ridden a horse, so how could I be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
And you just
mm-hmm.
gave some great examples of some of the more... the office stuff and the
mm-hmm.
and the fundraising
and the marketing.
Creative stuff and the marketing. So that
mm-hmm.
there's lots of other things. And even at that, you've said too that even without that background, you can still be invited to help out with the horses, and that, you know, you'll integrate these folks into that
yes.
environment so that they're not just left there
yes.
to figure it out on their own, right?
No, definitely not. We have trainings and mm-hmm. and I work one-on-one with a lot of people, as does Chris, who mm-hmm. you know, the organization has been there 5 years.
Yep.
We met on a dog walk in Pittsfield. Uh-huh. And she was never even been around a horse, and she now runs the horse care, you mm-hmm. know, and co co-runs all of the ranch life programs with the kids. She's an early education specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a very, we're a big family. It's a very welcoming place. It's not intimidating. So if you haven't been around horses and you want to be part of the movement of what we're trying to do and reach all these communities, then please reach out and we'll find a place for you. If you like to garden, we have an organic garden. We grow the carrots for the horses. Mm. We have trails that are right in the back that we do mindful walks on with, for people for breathing and somatic drop-ins. And so I think that, you know, there's really a place for anyone to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and we need your brains, too. We need brains and fundraising and strategic development. And, you know, it's a lot, 13 years. And this year they just named me CEO. So I get to take that hat on, too. As I'm shoveling poop. So, but yes, we do need support and we love volunteers. And especially if you want to volunteer helping with the gala coming up for September 18th, we would love anyone who has some bandwidth, even for check-in or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's on Friday, September 18th.
Friday, September 18th, Year of the Horse, Berkshire Horse Works, 13th annual gala.
And people can get tickets how?
You get tickets by visiting BerkshireHorseWorks.com. There are three links there, one to purchase tickets, one to donate auction items if you like, or one to just make a donation if you don't want to or can't make it, or you'd like to give us a number for a paddle raise and we'll have someone represent you in the room because those paddle raises will support those programs directly and sponsor scholarships for the children or first responders, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So visit BerkshireHorseWorks.com. Or you can give a call to 413-698-3700.
And some of that program that we haven't talked about, you mentioned just briefly about reading, like the horse-powered reading, right, for the kids. Can you explain a little bit about that and some of those other similar programs?
Yeah. So, you know, we really started out with a broad array of programming. As long as they were EGALA programs, then that model can be utilized and integrated into any kind of populations programming. So there's Sister Sense for teenage girls. There's Girls Rule for younger girls. We have Anger Management. We have This Is Me, which is an LGBTQAI+. Did I do that correctly? Please, if I didn't, wander, please, I love you. But if you could... you know, and then we have Own It and Up, which was really the incarcerated folks that we're not working with right now, but we do a lot of work with the Berkshire County House of Corrections on diversion from, you know, the probation courts and to try to really help people go in the right direction. So with regard to horse-powered reading, we just noticed about 3 years ago the literacy rates. And we want to be able to help that. So horse-powered reading and book club at the ranch both integrate equines into the process. They're very different. Book club at the ranch is like a structured book club reading over four weeks. The curriculum goes into the schools. They have certain books to read. They come out, and then we do EGALA activities that help reinforce those books that they've been reading so that the themes are more experiential and come to life. And horse-powered reading is not dissimilar, but it is the horse is really the connector to the reading material.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, we work on phonics, we work on vocabulary, we work on comprehension. So whatever level reading they're at, the school or an individual, parents have come from homeschooling to say, like, our kids are really having trouble in X. So the curriculum is created, an EGALA curriculum is created commensurate with what their needs are. And then if they are going into a school, we work with the reading programs that are in the schools. There are a lot of different formats that are being taught right now. And to be able to take their curriculum, come into the arena, bring it to life, and then we give them information to take back into the classroom that will help keep that equine connection that stimulated a lot of the senses for the people or any participants that are engaging in it. So it's really to help the emotional connection to that reading material that helps them retain what it is that you're trying to ask, you know, that you're trying to learn.
Yeah, because we know that people learn in different ways.
That is correct.
Right. So this, you know, this may be that thing that can help a certain child really kind of comprehend or really follow along, where maybe the traditional sense, they just, for whatever reason, it's just not resonating with them.
Exactly. And a lot of times kids aren't diagnosed that they happen to have like some sort of dyslexia or whatever, and instead they're labeled having ADHD or this, whatever it is, ASD, and it's not really always the case. And so when you get that experiential learning and you get to have, you get to process through auditory or visual or tactile, you know, you're really hitting on all five senses. I didn't name the other two because my mouth is very dry right now. But, you know, it really helps that whole process. And we have evident that this model is really evidence-based, and we measure on a 12-point scale, really what do I feel that I have, can now understand words? Do I feel I can communicate better? And it's a self-evaluation that we do pre and post. And I think that's really important. It's also important to funders that are looking for evidence-based modalities. And the Agala model and using horses in this way has been incredibly effective.
And so that is a question I'm sure people have when we talk about all these different programs that you have, you know, with the therapeutic and the educational and the team building. I think it comes down to one big question. Why horses? How could you answer that?
So horses are very unique. So people say, oh, it's just like dog therapy, you know, having it. But it's not, because dogs love you. They will love on you no matter what. And being a dog owner or partner, horses won't. Horses don't trust inherently. They, when they are smelling you, they're smelling your whole being. They know what you're thinking. They're feeling, you know, your blood pressure level. So they, unless they can trust you, they won't cooperate. So you have to really be true to yourself. There can't be an incongruity between what you're saying and what you're doing to be able to work with a horse. Otherwise, you're not going to move a 1,200-pound being with like a pool noodle. But you can if they have built that trust, and it takes time with them. And so whatever presents in that arena, there is a process of that unraveling and really dropping into yourself to be able to integrate with the herd in a way that you are accepted in this herd. So horses are very sentient beings. They are known to have be the only being to lower your blood pressure just by being in the presence of them. So they lower anxiety, and it's fascinating to see what happens when that coupling happens.
Because I know you've given an example in the past of someone particularly, maybe they're not used to being around horses, and they come into that arena and the horse moves to the other side of the arena, and it forces that human to say, what am I doing? What energy am I bringing into this arena? And then to dig deeper and go, what kind of energy do I bring into a room every time I come in? Right. So it's an opportunity to sort of self-assess.
Yeah.
By seeing that reaction,
that
more honest reaction from the horse,
right. And interpreting what that reaction is.
Yeah.
So, right, you might first say, "Well, I'm in a pissed off mood today, and that's why he's running away from me." Well, could it be that that horse is running towards something? Like, what does that canvas really look like in life? And yeah, if that horse more than three times walks away from you, then that's a pattern, and that's part of the spuds, and then it's like, oh, let's self-assess here. Maybe if I shifted a little bit and had this kind of approach. And in one of the situations when the inmates were down there, I sent them into the field. I said, go build a relationship with the one that most resembles you. And of course, like one of the big guys with a big ego went right over to the biggest horse with blue eyes. And he's like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and we're going to be really good friends. And the horse is swishing his tail, pinning his ears, stomping on the ground. And that's what our equine specialists are looking for, is like, what is that interaction? What's happening there? So the other ones went and took grooming tools, and they were grooming them. They were being much more interactive with them in a genteel way. And so this one just decided, he's like, come on, we've got to go over there. And he smacks him on the neck. And that horse goes flying, running around in circles, running away, running, bucking. And this guy said, like, oh, wow, I guess I should try something a little slower. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it is how do you reassess? These are metaphors, living and breathing metaphors for what we are doing every single day as we interact with people. Mm-hmm. So what are you putting off? It's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, we have in studio Haley Sumner. Haley is the founder and executive director of Berkshire Horseworks, located over in Richmond. So we're talking about all the programming, and there's lots of it that happens there at Berkshire Horseworks for all kinds of ages and demographics and situations, all with a similar theme about therapeutic engagement with horses. You know, when I've mentioned before that, you know, it's horse therapy. I've had people say, what is the horse need therapy for?
No, yeah. Heard that.
It's the other way around. The horses are the therapists in a sense, right?
Yeah, they are actually part of the team in the EGEL model. Mm-hmm. So it's your equine specialist, your mental health professional, either on the social work or a psychology spectrum, and they work together with the herd, and that is your treatment team. Mm-hmm.
But of course, as you mentioned earlier, horses are not cheap. Especially when you talk about the medical concerns that they have, especially the ones that you have there, because a lot of them are rescues.
All of them, yes.
They're all rescues, but some of them are getting a little bit older in age. So, the, you know, just like any other living thing, that comes with more medical concerns. And so those expenses are stacking up, and all the more reason that an organization like yours needs to bring in some extra funding, and I know that's a challenge these days. So so one of the things that you're doing is having a gala.
Yes, we are, because we didn't have a gala last year. Yeah. And the gala 2 years ago really brought in about a third of our full budget, which is not a huge budget. And so this year we're doing Year of the Horse. We've got some amazing sponsors. So Aqua El Due, Adelson & Company, Beacon Bank, the Berkshire County Sheriff's Foundation, Berkshire Taconic, Berkshire United Way, BMW for the first time, of Lenox, you know, the Jewish Women's Foundation of the Berkshires, Lenox Jewelers, Ogden G. Lee Photography, the Resnick Foundation, Sinopoly Insurance, SoCo Creamery, Stockbridge Girl Charitable Fund, Toner Plastics, and the Donald Z. McGraw Foundation. Mm-hmm. In addition to today, Kevin Kinney from Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
Yeah, great.
So we're very, very blessed to have them supporting us, and we could not do this.
Yeah. So with all that support, we really want to encourage people to attend this gala.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're doing a lot to make it fun and interactive for you, and so you can meet a lot of the clients and a lot of the people that work around these horses, and we're going to be bringing our whole herd of 11. Hopefully, I might have to walk them through the woods, but we will be bringing them there, and you'll be able to really interact and participate in some of the programs. Just get a little taste of it and take a picture with your rescue horse. Like Lil Nelly will be there, who just went through a $16,000 surgery to save her at 33 years old. And so the night's going to be an auction, a paddle raise. You know, it's emceed by Smitty Pignatelli and salutes and honors Liana Toscanini, formerly from the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires. And our paddle raise will also include a raise where we were auctioning off a couple of vacations, and that is a great fundraiser for us. Another way we fundraise is that we do equine-assisted team building for corporations here. And so anyone that's an HR person or is in the position of having a budget for staff development, this is a highly effective way, and we actually give you a strategic report back on observations of what you learn if you bring your team out, and we can accommodate pretty much any size team. And I think it's really important. When I first came to the Berkshires and we were doing the corporate part, you know, people for staff team building were going out to do pizza or maybe a ropes course if we're thinking out of the box. But this is a big reach, but it is highly proven across 50 countries where it's being held. So major, major brands are doing equine-assisted team building to help with various staff development issues or celebrating their staff. You don't need to have a problem to do it.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have to be a correction.
Right.
Yeah, it could be, just be a celebration or just a time to just bond.
Time to go bond and play. Yeah. That's exactly what Berkshire Health System
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with I mean, maybe there are, and if there are, I'm not saying it, I apologize, but I don't know of too many other opportunities for that here in Berkshire County.
As far as team building, there are no other equine-assisted team building. So even for big visiting groups that are coming in and staying in the hotels here, so we meet with them, and usually it's ahead of time, and they know that they want to have a team building element. So we're one of those that in that menu choice.
And then even though the gala process and a lot of the therapeutic and the educational things and the team building are ground-based, meaning that it's you're on the ground, the horses on
side by side, all feet on the ground.
You're not riding the horses, but you do also offer trail rides. Is that right?
Yes, and that is really what's a strategic decision in the same way.
That's a fee-based. That's something.
Yeah, so this is fee. So we have added recreational activities for tourists that come here, people that live here. They want to go take a trail ride. They want to do come paint a horse. They want to do donkey play. They want to we have a whole menu of activities that you can find also at BerkshireHorseWorks.com. And those paid for activities, as well as the equine assisted team building, all help fund scholarships for those who need equine-assisted psychotherapy, or if they need life skill development or a ranch life program. It sponsors kids to do that. It sponsors adults who are coming and being referred from the Breen Center, right, with everything that's happening there. So we're really looking to find funding in as many ways as possible and have fun. So whether you come at yoga at the ranch or you're coming to do a trail ride, please call, because it really helps the kids.
Yeah, so these are opportunities for people who just are looking to engage with the horses or ride the horses, and when you do that and you pay for that, then that money goes towards some of these programs. And you know, we talked earlier about how the educational programming that you have helps for certain kids that maybe or adults who learn differently than the rest of us, or they're going to absorb this information in a different way. Same applies for mental health, right? Because if there are people that we know it's hard to get counseling, right? And it's just a supply and demand issue. It's not that they aren't trying here in Berkshire County to provide that service. It's just a supply and demand. So whenever there's something like Berkshire Horseworks or programming like this that can offset that or supplement that and support that, it's really important to have that extra resource.
Yeah, thank you. It's especially because a lot of our referrals are coming from the state agencies, and their waiting lines are way too long. We have licensed mental health professionals that work with us. They can come in. We can do an assessment within like 10 days and get you in through the pipeline of treatment. So we're looking for other mental health professionals to join and learn the EGALA model. Who can come in and work with them. And then we are certifying additional equine specialists so that we can build out that practice. But we work a lot with the Wonder Fund and Rise Above and the Breen Center and DCF and DYS and Kids Place, hopefully soon, so that we can actually help provide those services as soon as possible. And then the one thing is with equine-assisted psychotherapy, they say it's equal to 4 talk therapy sessions because it really cuts to the chase very quickly. It's because it is experiential.
So we've got about a minute left.
Gala.
Yeah,
the
okay. So what's the big message you want to get out there to the public?
Come have fun with us. Like, we are a real yummy bunch of people, and we really love to do the work that we do. And we're having this gala, Year of the Horse, Berkshire Horseworks 13th Annual Gala. It's going to be at the Berkshire Equestrian Center on September 18th. And we really want to celebrate that transformative power of the horses. And you'll get to meet people. You'll be able to experience some activities. So September 18th, it's our annual gala. Tickets are available through our website, BerkshireHorseWorks.com. You'll see flyers around. And you can also please call 413-698-3700. Or those of you probably know my cell phone, 310-488-9777.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Haley.
Thank you, Brian.
We're going to just go out with I couldn't find too many horse songs, so a little Happy Trails on the way out here.
I like this one, though. Yeah. I didn't know which one you go with.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us again here on The Morning Drive. We appreciate you tuning in with us, WTBR, WSBR. Join us every day if you can. And please enjoy this week. Keep in mind the men and women of the armed services who are serving our country. And again, Haley, thank you. And go to BerkshireHorseworks.com to learn more about the gala and the programming that's happening over there right now.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, thank you.